Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
There was clearly very significant overprescription of these things. There were very aggressive marketing practice. There wasn't proper training. I mean, I remember getting opioids for like dental work I had done. And I remember saying, what are they giving this to me for? And then we got to deal with the pharmaceutical companies who did this terrible thing on opioids to us.
That was former Maryland Congressman John Delaney, who's running for the Democratic nomination. On Sunday night, Purdue Pharma, maker of OxyContin, declared bankruptcy following accusations of creating and maintaining the opioid crisis. In March, the company agreed to a $270 million out-of-court settlement with the state of Oklahoma. The opioid crisis is one of many issues that people around the country ask their politicians to help solve. And when it comes to asking questions to presidential candidates, voters often have to go through local campaign organizers. Like Jenny Norris, field organizer for the Kamala Harris campaign in Iowa's Story and Boone counties.
It's very important that we listen to these people. As a field organizer, it's important for me to listen and then let my boss know these are the issues that we're hearing. And Kamala does the same thing. She listens and then she comes up with plans and policies that will help the people of Iowa and this country in general.
It's primary season, so the Democratic electorate is still deciding between Democrats. But Norris and the Harris campaign are nonetheless thinking ahead to the general election.
I think that one thing that we've lost in this country since Donald Trump is the empowerment of women and minorities. And I think Kamala Harris is both, and she's fierce, and she is not afraid to fight back. And she is the person that I believe will defeat Donald Trump.
But not everybody wants the incumbent to be beat in either the primary or general election. The president has supporters in Iowa and across the country, like Christy Thompson, who spoke with KHOI's Cal Halliburton.
I am a math major at Iowa State University, as well as an Army widow. And so I look at things from a very different perspective when it comes to the issues I care about when I vote. And you cannot deny the numbers when it comes to unemployment and the economy and the way things have changed.
Thompson said that personalities are less important to her than results when it comes to the presidency.
As a human being, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. I don't particularly like how he behaves and some of the things he says. But again, I'm a math person. I just want the numbers. I care about who's going to be the best for our country when it comes to supporting a better economy, supporting families being able to afford to have the lifestyle they want.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.